248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump's defamation trial back on today in New York after a COVID delay, with the former president taking the stand in his own defense. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Closing arguments will begin tomorrow, and then the jury will decide whether or not Ms. Carroll is deserving of $10 million more or less based on the evidence presented here.
Trump said he stands by his deposition. Critics are slamming Alabama's planned use of nitrogen gas tonight to execute a convicted killer. Criminologist Deborah Denno.
Kenneth Smith is definitely a guinea pig. I mean, he's going to be subject to a method of execution, which, as far as we know, has never been used in the history of the world.
And strong storms aren't letting up on soaking the South. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
Just through Friday, we could get another 3 to 5 inches, and a lot of this is on already saturated ground. And that's one of the reasons that our flood threat continues over the next couple of days in the Southeast.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are complaining Republicans are in such a hurry to pass new legislative maps that the public hasn't had a chance to look at them closely. Assembly Speaker Robert Voss says Republicans aren't to blame.
We didn't set the process. That was determined by the court. They put this super expedited timeline together and said you must act by these dates. It wasn't us.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. President Biden is in Wisconsin today to talk about his administration's efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Biden is in Superior, where $1 billion from Washington is paying for replacing a major bridge to Duluth. The $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law is paying for road and bridge repairs across the nation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A man has been charged with homicide after his roommate was found strangled to death at a Taylor County mental health facility earlier this month. 37-year-old Corey Carlson faces first-degree intentional homicide and strangulation and suffocation charges at max penalty, which carries a potential life in prison sentence. On January 14th, EMS arrived and found 61-year-old Joseph Bonney dead. The complaint says Carlson had many issues recently with his mental health. He made statements that he was having bad thoughts, hearing voices, and was walking outside in sub-zero temperatures without shoes or a jacket against staff's wishes. The complaint also stated that Bonney was found with Twizzlers on the nightstand and one on his lips. Staff says he was never seen eating them, and officers say there were clear signs of asphyxiation on Bonney's body. And a blood shortage is continuing to impact the American Red Cross. Nearly 15,000 blood and platelet donations were uncollected this month. People are urged to make an appointment, and you could do it easily on the Red Cross Blood Drive app. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Bucks beat the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 126-116 win over the visiting Cavaliers. Giannis with 35 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, and was asked for his reaction that the team had fired head coach Adrian Griffin.
For a coach like Griffin, I think from day one, was everything was about togetherness. We're human. It hurts.
Bucks GM John Horst.
Adrian is a great person, brought a lot to the franchise. We're thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the time that we had with him. But we also believe that we had an opportunity now. The team itself had changed from when we hired him, and we felt like we had an opportunity to improve and to get better.
College basketball, Marquette down to Paul in Chicago, 86-73. The Badgers will host the Michigan State Spartans tomorrow night. Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh leaving after winning the national championship. He's returning to the NFL as head coach of the LA Chargers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy with areas of fog continuing as high temperatures climb to the mid-30s. Mist turns to spotty showers and rain ramps up tonight, with near a quarter of an inch expected. As temperatures flirt with the freezing mark by tomorrow, expect slippery stretches. Currently, it's 37.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 25th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Matt Lippert, Wood County Agricultural Agent. Looking forward to talking to Matt. Looking forward to this conversation. Two of our favorite people to talk to, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Good afternoon, you two.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Good.
Great.
Yeah. We're going to bring some sunshine today.
Looking forward to it.
Because I think we're all needing a little bit of the sunshine dance.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
We're gonna bring sunshine in the form of
flowers.
You know, flowers.
Ooh.
Beautiful smells, which you'll have to come into our store to actually test out and appreciate yourself.
Yes. But sorry, we don't have that button that you can smell over the radio.
We're working on it. Yeah. We'll get there one day.
But you get a sense of what we're doing.
Because you're going to use your senses to smell essential oils. So,
nice.
James, are you prepared?
Let's get into it.
We're going to dive into it.
Okay.
Yesterday, we had a presentation from Liza with Pranarome, which is one of our favorite essential oil companies.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was great. She has so much good information to share.
So informative, yes.
So informative.
She talked a lot about like the science behind essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, I'm always a little confused because there's so much information about essential oils. And I was like, after that presentation, I was like, I can see clearly now.
Right up.
Better than I can outside on the road.
Right? Yeah, that's for sure.
And she just really confirms that the company is doing top notch. Like, they are doing everything.
Every single product is certified organic by the top certifier, EcoCert. And all of their products are, you know, tested and verified, and they've got products for internal use. They've got products, you know, topical, and they're all just really top notch, like Katrina said, top quality. And it's good to see that. It's good to be reassured by that. They're based out of Minnesota, which is really fun.
Yeah, they're close. So
and
she can
she
come.
When she was done, I was like, when can we get you again? She's like, I can come whenever. And I was like, we're going to do this again. So people, you know, stay tuned. One of the reasons I think you need to stay tuned for this one is she brought so many like gifts for everybody. Like everybody went home with a bag of probably $20, maybe more.
Yeah, well, $20, and then we gave another gift on top of it.
Yeah.
Like she came, like some presentations.
She came with boxes of stuff.
Some presentations we have like maybe three things we're giving away. Typically, most of our presentations we're giving something
away. Yeah, I would
say
come to the presentations if you like free stuff. I don't know too many people that don't.
Right.
But if you're interested in the topic, and you're like, I wouldn't mind getting one of those things free. Usually we're doing some giveaways, and last night was like the best I've ever seen. So next time you see Pranarome, actually, last night was so good, it's folding in to today. Folks listening today, we're not talking about this on Facebook. We're not talking about anywhere else. This is a radio exclusive. If you hear this radio show, maybe we'll talk about it again at the end, but come in, say, hey, I heard on the radio that you've got some free gifts from Pranarome. You don't have to remember the name. Just tell us radio gift. You get the idea. We'll give you one of these bags that you would have got last night if you came to the presentation.
Man, is that cool.
They left them for us. They're like, we got more. We had it set for like 30 people. And, you know, we had a nice turnout. But the people that didn't come, you can just come in today or tomorrow. First come, first serve, as usual. But we've got a good handful of these.
No, and that is really cool. I'm sorry to cut you off, Stephen, but that is very, very cool. We as a station appreciate that. That's very cool.
It's like something everybody can use. Mm-hmm. It's very safe. And it's probably like a $20+ value.
I mean, and there will be limited ones. So we only have so many. So come in. Mm-hmm. We'll do it today, tomorrow, until it lasts, essentially. But It's great. So definitely mention that.
Appreciate
that. But we're going to wake you up a little bit. Ooh. We're going to keep talking essential oil. We're going to talk about some things we learned. But what we're going to do right now is called, well, I guess it's called mental clarity. Ooh, we're going to have some clarity here.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, that sounds like a real good idea.
I'm already smelling this and it's already helping.
Yeah, I'm going to put a drop on your hand. And what we're going to do on your palm, you don't need very much, but I'm going to do one more here. I'm going to do one for Steven.
Okay,
and
give it to me.
Essentially, what we're doing is putting it in our palms. Mm. We're going to rub it around in our hands.
Kind of warm it up.
Warm it up.
Okay.
Get it in there. You can hear me, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take 3 big inhales.
You can close your eyes.
Mm. I know, guys. Just imagine. These guys are going to smell. I'm going to give you descriptives right now. So imagine that you're breathing in these amazing essential oils, different flowers. They're all organic. They're helping open up our brain, our focus, our just attention. And so he's going zen on us, everyone. James
the smells
straight
did
up,
this to me. The smells did this
straight
to
up
me.
Zen with us
oh,
right now.
Wow, is that good? That is a
it's
really nice
very
smell.
Very enlivening, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel really focused.
I genuinely feel my eyes more awake.
Yeah.
Like in a nice, positive, like natural, organic kind of way. I'm not kidding. I really do.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
So Liza made a good suggestion. If you get that afternoon like slump, like it's 2 o'clock, I got to pound through the next couple hours. Yeah. You can take this essential oil, do what we did, put it in your palm of your hands. Of course, you can breathe it in because that's awakening. But put it on the back of your head, like the back part of like where you're kind of like by your ears and the back part of your hair, where if it looks a little greasy, it's not a big deal because it's the back of your head. No biggie.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't get that greasy.
No, it doesn't.
But that awakens you to a different level just by putting it back there.
Mm-hmm.
And another reminder, a lot of times in our culture, we think more is better. But with essential oils, one drop is super powerful.
Yeah.
She reminded us that they harvest roses and was it like 30 roses is in one drop? It was something massive like that.
Some of these essential oils are very precious and very concentrated. And that was what she was illustrating is, I think you're exactly right. It was 30 roses. You know, you can I don't know. I haven't seen too many rose gardens in Wisconsin Rapids, but I imagine even some of the bigger ones, you'd probably only have about 30 roses. So if you cleaned out all of your roses in your best rose garden in town, and squeeze them, you'd get just enough essential oil to make one drop.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so that's why some of these are so precious and so concentrated.
And another thing about the roses, a lot of roses are chemically treated to make them look pristine. This company is 100% organic. So they're getting the best roses. And you don't have any. So, if you have 30 roses, well, there's also chemicals that could come to that. But not with Pronarom. They're using organic, pure roses. So you're getting the best. You're getting
the concentrated goodness, not the concentrated chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, you know. So certainly, if you just want to clean your floor, doesn't really matter what essential oil you use, but if you want to breathe it in like we just did, you want to put in your diffuser, again, breathing it in. If you want to put it on your skin, certainly if you want to take it internally, you'd want to make sure they're organic.
Boy, I think that's a really strong point to make, Stephen, with the rise of essential oils, and they're everywhere now, and the topic and the wording of it is something that's very common in our lexicon now. We're very familiar with this.
Mm-hmm.
You've got essential oils and essential oil, a lot of companies coming out with essential oils that you find in department stores and things that are not made with the right ingredients.
Or
that
fragrances, which are not good for you.
Yeah.
They disrupt your hormones and such, too.
Mm-hmm. I have one of my students that I've had for many years. She is very into essential oils, and she is a college student, so she tried to save a couple bucks and bought some cheaper essential oils from a department store. She put them into her thing and then couldn't figure out why her eyes were burning.
Oh, no.
Because she put into the machine.
Like the diffuser,
into a diffuser, one of these products that is just not made with great products. It's not made with good stuff, and it ended up hurting her eyes. I mean,
you want to do the best, but then sometimes it's the opposite of that.
It's important with the essential oils and everything to really do your homework on these, to reach out to actual businesses like Family Natural Foods. This is their wheelhouse. They know these things.
We get a lot of people coming in with questions, and we love that. And I think essential oils, maybe more than most things in our store, really need a little bit of guidance and kind of, and some inspiration, I'd say, as well.
Oh, good
beyond just guidance, hey, how could I use this? What could I do with this? You know, what precautions should I take? Do you have pets? Like, there's all these, you know, it's a big topic, but I'd encourage people just to come in. And the other reason you really want to buy these in person, because it's just so much fun.
Yes.
The smell, no, it's just the experience of it. Enjoy. Yeah. Your senses will thank you afterwards.
One of the cool things I think about essential oils is that you try it, and if it's not working for you, no big deal. They're not that expensive. Mm-hmm. There's no side effect to it and everything.
Well, and this one we just tried right now, if you tried it in the store and you're like, I didn't notice anything. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Carry on to the next thing, right?
Sure, yeah.
You don't need to buy it. If you bought it online, well, then you get it home. You get a whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to figure out how to return it. You know, like all this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And but these ones, you know, you could try them, and you'll know. Like all three of us just knew pretty much instantly.
Yeah.
Like this will. Focused my senses and like alertness.
On point now. Now, rest of the show. Yes.
I think the other thing we wanted to talk about is kind of an underknown, like a lesser known thing with essential oils. So when you make essential oils, you're kind of taking the fat constituents of the oils from the plants, flowers, leaves, whatever it is, bark. But when you're extracting these things, you also get as sort of a byproduct, let's call it, water or liquid that comes from it, you know, not oils, but you know, there's two kind of liquids that come from these plants. One's water and one's more oil. One's going to float on top, one's going to go to the bottom. And the water constituents have their own benefits, and they're called hydrosols, and they're wonderful. They're usually quite affordable, even for something like rose or frankincense, you know, more expensive oils. The hydrosols are pretty reasonable, you know, $5-$6.
Extremely safe. Like Liza was reminding of us.
It's really cool.
They're, you know, babies. They're good for kids. Mm-hmm. My kids spray it on their face left and right. They love the stuff.
It is like a party.
It's a party for them.
I think you're going to put a video out.
I am going to put a video out
tomorrow
of them. So you guys can see the hydrosol and see their and cuteness of them.
Yes, follow Family Natural Foods on social media, people.
Yeah,
it's a great follow.
On Instagram, yep.
So the hydrosols are great because they're very safe. You can even drink these. Like some of them are like very, you know, you can put them in your cocktail, making a mocktail or something.
Wow.
They're very safe. She was even saying there's one of them that people will use like around, not in their eyes. So you're not spraying it in your eyes.
Yeah.
But it is, again, it's a water. So it's okay. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. You know, they spray it close.
Yeah,
they've never had an issue with their eyes or anything. But it'll help with some people if they're having like irritated eyes. It can really help clear up the eyes. Mm. And there's different ones for different purposes. And we have about 4 of them.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get more because we love hydrosols.
That sounds great.
But
it's like an underknown topic. It's so wonderful. Between the safety and then just the subtleness, they still have a really great, like they still pack a lot of aroma. And they pack a lot of the same benefits, just like a little bit subtler amount and a little safer. Mm-hmm. But they can be used together. And Katrina's going to maybe give us a demonstration.
We're going to do a demo of this. And actually, I'm going to have James be the demo person. Yeah. And Stephen will too. Don't worry, everyone. I got guinea pigs.
Yes, I need this beautification.
So we have this.
You and me both.
We did this last night, and it was great. So what we're going to do is we're going to use the rose hydrosol. And you're going to put it on one of your hands.
Okay.
And then we're going to put this rose, it's called rose facial oil, but we're going to put it on your hand, regenerative facial oil. Hmm. We're going to put it on your hand. It's great for face health, but we're doing a comparison.
Ah.
So one of your hands is going to have it, the other isn't.
Okay.
And in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk about your hands again. How do they look? Are they looking different?
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed a difference.
I did this last night. I was just going to say, like, the complexion on the hand that I did it on last night, it was on my left hand, is a lot more consistent and it's softer. Okay, Katrina's jumping
in. I'm going to do Steven so James knows what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're just spraying it on
here. And then
here.
We're going to do a drop of the rose regenerative. Nope, the other hand.
We're doing
all in one.
Okay.
And then we're going to rub it in just on that one hand.
Okay.
And you'll notice.
It feels nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. So it's got a little bit of that, like,
the hydrosol is like hydrating the skin and doing all the wonderful things it does.
And rose is great for different, like, age spots, brown spots, sun spots. Just in general, it's a great essential oil for skin health and regenerating the skin. We have other skin formulas too, but this one's just so fun.
So you found the Fountain of Youth. You found, oh, wow, mm-hmm. Well, that's really cool. That seems like breaking news, you guys. That's
totally. And James, if you want, you're welcome to spray it on your face. Like, I just kind of
It's very
refreshing. Mm-hmm. It's a nice thing to wake you up if you're like, oh, I've been doing radio for 6 hours and I'm exhausted.
It's a nice one.
And rose in general is really good for heart, like the heart and healing and
roses. It's like a big hug from your favorite person.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Rose is wonderful. But now I think we could probably look at our hands here.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
So what I notice is I'm more hydrated on the hand that I put it on. And it seems just more youthful.
Yes. No, that's a good way to put it. I was trying to think of the way to word it. Yeah. That's as good as what I would have come up with. That's great.
My, youthfulness of this hand and just more like, not the other word would not be plump, that's a bad word, but like it just feels more
I feel like
hydrated. Yeah.
I feel like that's the way my hand's supposed to look.
Yeah,
like you know that's the way it would look normally.
Maybe
if I was
looked
actually
like 10 years ago or something. Yeah, it's kind of how my hands look, and I'm like, oh, I remember that hand.
Well,
I
don't know. I feel like this is going to be very popular in our community. I guarantee you it'll be popular in the acting community. Any actor wants to look younger.
Yeah.
That's
I'm just thinking I got to start doing this before Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
it's coming up.
Right?
Both,
man. Yeah, yeah. It is really remarkable. Especially in a day and age where we care more and more about this stuff, mm-hmm. and there's more and more products out there.
Yeah.
And to be honest, as somebody who has looked into this before, from my agent asking me to just random people bringing it up, there's a lot of stuff out there nowadays that I don't think everybody understands or is very collagen and some of this stuff that people are injecting and all these different things. Anytime you can have a product that you don't have to go through all of that to get some of the same effects from, that's pretty cool. Stands out to me about this.
I think for like guys like myself who sometimes are a little bit lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, same here.
Especially when it comes to like, you know, just, you know, moisturizers and, you know, doing stuff like this, which is good and we should all probably do it. I actually like doing this combo. I'll do this at home. But if I'm feeling a little lazy, I just use the Hydrosol. I'll give you a demonstration how long it takes. It's like something everybody can do.
Yeah.
He's spraying it on everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's done.
3 seconds.
Right? And it kind of wakes you up and it gets you started. Yeah. And that's easy. So like there's really nobody, you know, if like the only thing you did that day was take that 1 second, there you go. Put it next to your toothbrush.
And Stephen, again, another good point to bring up here, I think, because lazy, sure. But I think a lot of it has to do with how much time we have.
Yeah.
And we don't take the time to spend on ourselves. We're rushing. We're busy. We got to get to work. We got to do this. And we have to cut corners here and there. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, I'll cut this out of my morning. I'll cut this out of my morning. Something like this, you don't have to cut out.
Yeah.
3 seconds. You can even I could afford 3 seconds of my morning.
You can put it in your car when it's not freezing.
Weather, right. yes.
Because it's water. And when you're at a stoplight, just do a quick spray. I mean, we're all at stoplights at some point.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great product, you guys.
I also just want to mention Pranarome has capsules recently. So there's a lot of their essential oils that you can topically put on or use as like more of a perfume, mouth oils. There's so many different ones. And come in, we'll talk to you about all of them. But capsules is a new thing for them. And they have some fantastic capsules, whether it's sleep and stress, immune health, whether it's, help me out with the other ones. There's four of them.
There's one for respiratory health, sleep, stress. There's
inflammation. And they're all so good. And they have their pure oils in there. And again, it's simple essential oils that help your body either, you know, like relax and calm down if you're feeling stressed. So I just wanted to point that out, that those are a great alternative option for people too.
Well, it makes it a lot easier because people come in all the time and say, hey, can I use essential oils internally? And we're like, yes and no. It depends, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It depends. Well, you know, these ones are in soft gels. It's concentrated essential oils, nothing else really in there other than carrier oil, you know, another drop of some other oil. And they're in soft gels, so you can swallow them easily. you don't have to taste these oils. You don't have to figure out how you mix them. You don't forget them like I would if I had to put it together like a little, you know, concoction or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it really answers a lot of people's questions. We've been selling a lot of them, and they're really effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll have to research. You know, every once in a while, you guys use words or terms I don't know. I'll have to research this whole sleep thing you guys were referencing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what it is.
People do it from time to time.
Yeah,
you should try it out, James.
Should definitely look into that. And we encourage you to look into this product and all these essential oils and the different things we've talked about with our gang at Family Natural Foods.
Mm-hmm.
One of the go ahead.
I was just going to mention, since we're on finishing up on a presentation, so that was great. But I do want to get on people's calendars. February 3rd, we're going to have a Saturday presentation, which is fun.
Yep.
We're trying different times. We're kind of playing out that. But Stephen's going to do a presentation on tea. So we talked about it last time, but we have a date. So it's February 3rd. It's going to be at 10:30, and we're going to talk tea. We're going to sample some teas. We're going to talk tea, and it's going to be a fun Saturday hanging out with the gang at Family Natural Foods.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
And another topic that where we think we understand, we think we know, but there's a lot of depth there. There's a lot of first off, there's a lot of interesting history behind tea.
Yeah.
But there's just so many different types of teas and different things. I've talked to you guys about this before. That's something I'm trying to incorporate more into my diet and in my mornings is having more tea. Yeah. I just don't know where to begin. I don't even know what teas I
Come
like
on
or what
February
ones.
February 3rd. Yeah. Learn and taste.
That's really cool. I appreciate you doing this for me. That's really
We basically did it for you, James.
No, this sounds like a great one. When is the date and time for it again?
It's going to be February 3rd, so it's a Saturday, and it's at 10:30.
We'll be encouraging people. We'll be spreading the word about
that. Thank
you. One of the supplements are now an everyday conversation, and they come up in our conversations all the time. I think one of the older ones that have been around that most of us are familiar with is St. John's wort. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, St. John's wort is fantastic.
So St. John's wort is one of these really great classic herbs. It has a lot of uses, but the best known one, and the one that feels close to home on a gluten-dreary day today, is for depression. Yeah. And what's amazing about it is in Europe, it's prescribed by doctors for mild to moderate depression.
Wow.
And there's a lot of studies on it, a lot of, you know, science in Europe and in America about it, you know, being put up next to these pharmaceutical drugs for depression, even anxiety, a few different things. And it shows benefits pretty comparably. And as anybody knows who's had to use pharmaceuticals for, you know, depression or any other kind of psychological condition, there's usually a lot of side effects to those. They can be pretty tricky. And, you know, it's depression's a hard thing. We talked a little maybe a couple months ago about vitamin D. I definitely encourage people to get their vitamin D levels checked. I personally have checked mine, and I found even supplementing it, I was a little low, so I supplement more.
Yeah.
And we have tests at our store. Mm-hmm. People can purchase. They can do an at-home test quite reasonably, send it in the mail, and they'll get the results, or they can ask their doctor when they're in. So, you know, keep your vitamin D levels checked. But if you really have something more you're working on, stop in and talk to us, because there's some really good things. St. John's wort would be a go-to. We have one on sale this month, quite reasonable. Saffron, a little more expensive because it's like one of these herbs that they have to pick by hand.
But
saffron is amazing, really great for things like depression. Good research on that, too.
A lot of teens would use that one. Yeah. That's a very popular one.
SAMe, I was talking to somebody at the store about yesterday, and I was like, sometimes you just have to find these like connections. They were like, oh, yeah, like my knees hurt, and I could use some liver support, and I've got depression. I was like, okay, SAMe. Like, it's good for all three of those things. Mm-hmm. Cool, right?
Side benefits. Love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or if it's more anxiety, again, come in. We can help kind of problem solve with you and get the right fit for what you're looking for. But those are some good ones going into this season where it is. Yeah. It's a little darker. We don't see the sun.
Yeah.
And we're missing it.
And those are things that you don't have to struggle with. You don't have to trudge through. Winter doesn't have to be gloomy. It doesn't have to be that way for you. And you don't necessarily have to go and subscribe something or anything like that. You can reach out and find out if these kind of things can work for you. Because they work for thousands and thousands of people. I'm one of them. I mean, they yeah. really do go a long way. Find out about those things and plenty more with the gang over at Family Natural Foods. Encourage you to reach out to them. You can give them a call at 715-423-3120. Visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They open their doors usually about 9. Check them out over there. Follow them on social media. Got a great video coming up, it sounds like.
Yeah, I got to work on that, I guess, guys.
Yeah. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Stop in a reminder. For the free giveaway, the Pranaram gift. It's a $20, $30 value.
Mm-hmm. And so it's limited.
Limited. First come, first serve. You'll get a free gift if you mention it.
That you heard it on the radio, and there's some extra fun things for you.
Appreciate that, and appreciate you doing it, and appreciate you putting up with me tomorrow morning. Yes. Katrina will be co-hosting the morning show with me, Shameless Pluck.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to it, and looking forward to talking to you guys real soon. Have a great weekend, you
Perfect.
Two.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The D3.
C3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tries the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Universities of Wisconsin says it will take years and more federal money to get the UW system back in the black. President Jay Rothman told a WisPolitics gathering in Milwaukee yesterday that campuses are still spending more money than they take in. Rothman did not rule out more layoffs or furloughs. He says he hopes to eliminate campus deficits by 2028. Healthcare in rural western Wisconsin will get more challenging after two major hospitals and several clinics close this spring. The AARP's Jim Flaherty says telehealth helps, but many places lack enough broadband.
Wisconsin has a great need for stronger, high-speed broadband service. It's got to be affordable and it's got to be accessible.
Flaherty says he supports efforts to boost rural broadband. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. As the above normal and above freezing temperatures continue to melt our snowpack down and rain rolling in today, beware of leaks and floods at home. Check your gutters. Even if they're clean, water can turn to ice and cause a blockage, leading to pools of water. Experts advise homeowners to move snow a few feet away from their homes, too. This is so water doesn't drip along the basement walls, seep inside, and cause damage. And the Arts Council of Southwood County is excited to announce a one-of-a-kind music concert that will take you on a journey through the music, performances, and visuals of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. This live performance is more of an experience that will immerse you in the magic of Michael Jackson's music with one of the top three tribute artists in the world today. Michael Knight portrays Michael Jackson tonight at 7:30. Tickets are $44 for adults and $10 for students. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
The Bucks beat the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 126-116 win over the visiting Cavaliers. Giannis with 35 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, and was asked for his reaction that the team had fired head coach Adrian Griffin.
For a coach like Griff, I think from day one, was everything was about togetherness. We're human. It hurts.
Bucks GM John Horst.
Adrian is a great person. Brought a lot to the franchise. We're thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the time that we had with him. But we also believe that we had an opportunity now. The team itself had changed from when we hired him, and we felt like we had an opportunity to improve and to get better.
College basketball, Marquette down DePaul in Chicago, 86-73. The Badgers will host the Michigan State Spartans tomorrow night. Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh leaving after winning the national championship. He's returning to the NFL as head coach of the LA Chargers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy with areas of fog continuing as high temperatures climb to the mid-30s. Mist turns to spotty showers and rain ramps up tonight with near a quarter of an inch expected. As temperatures flirt with the freezing mark by tomorrow, expect slippery stretches. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. This weekend, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffel's.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 25th, 2024. Got your host, James J. Maloff, and we're going to talk right now with our great friend, Matt Lippert, Wood County Ag Agent with UW-Madison Division of Extension, Wood County. Matt, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Your title's getting longer. It's going to take 20 minutes to get to you with this title that I got to go through. But I have all respect for you, sir, so I want to make sure to get it all in.
UW-Madison Division of Extension. Very good.
It's great to talk with you, Matt. I know that you have a couple of talking points we want to get to today. But if you don't mind, I wanted to start with the news that we had just about a week ago that Stratford Family Farm is going to host the 2026 Wisconsin Farm Tech Days. This is going to be taking place at Radetzky's No Joke Dairy in Stratford. Great name, by the way. I love that name. They're going to host the 72nd annual Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This will be in July of 2026. I'm curious about a couple things about this, Matt. Just one, you know, for those that don't know, is this something that happens with Farm Tech Days, that it tours and goes to different farms every year? And the importance of Farm Tech Days and what this brings, not only for this family and their farm, but what it does for individual, you know, the industry.
Mm. So I think you said 72nd?
Yes, the 72nd annual Wisconsin Farm Tech Days.
Yeah. So other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, and so obviously different host farms. And that's a unique part of our show, is that people can go to different parts of the state and see different things. We've been blessed in the central Wisconsin area. We have pretty good crowds, and so we've had quite a few. So Wood County, what was that? I can't remember what year it was, but 2018.
Oh, that, yes, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 18.
Yeah, that we had Farm Tech Days. And before that, the next previous time that Wood County had it was 1960.
Wow.
So that was a long gap. But I've been involved with Farm Technology Days in Portage County, in the Plover area. I've been involved, the most recent one 2 years ago was in Clark County. And this year, Chippewa County is not so very far away. And I've been involved with a show previously, and it was practically in Wood County. It was a Marshfield address, but that was also a Marathon County Farm Tech Days. And there's, Clark County's had it two other times. Marathon County, I think, said it three. So we've had it in those 72 years. We've had quite a few of them in the central Wisconsin area.
Yeah. One of the things that I and many of our listeners have learned in the years you and I have been talking, Matt, is the way that the tech world and ag world have worked together and helped our both industries, really, but especially helping the ag industry going forward, but also the importance of celebrating these farms and getting an opportunity to. So the roving, the fact that this tours and everything gets to help, you know, a chance to talk about a farm. Being honest, I hadn't heard of this farm before. Now I have, and I know a little bit more about it. I think that kind of stuff goes a long ways as well. But the sharing of information, the things that go on at Farm Tech Days, that seems like an integral part to the ag industry.
Well, it's certainly an honor to be not to be selected as a farm. When we had Wood County, we had six farms that even considered applying, and I think a lot of others surely would have wanted to, but they just didn't think they were going to make it. So it's certainly an honor. And all the other things you said there, the technology sharing, celebration of agriculture, that's all. They're great events. The good ones have been having 40,000 people or more over the 3 days.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things to see and do at these shows. So it's pretty exciting that it's coming back to Marathon County. This is not the largest farm. Some people assume, well, it's going to be a great, great big farm. But it's not always. I mean, there are requirements that you have enough land assembled that you can park all the cars,
yeah,
that you can have the tent city. So if you're 3 acres with an orchard, you better have a pretty big neighbor or you're not going to be eligible. But otherwise, they don't have to be the largest farms. And it's usually nice stories of family success and modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
It's a celebration of that and a chance to share information, share ideas, it seems like.
Yes, yeah, so there's several components. I called it Tent City. So it's an anchor of it is you have this grid of it's outdoor farm show. So you have a lot of farm equipment manufacturers, tractor manufacturers, and other businesses. Businesses that sell seed, sell chemicals, that sell services, they're all on this area. And then, of course, it's the summer, so you got to have some place in the midst of the ground where people can eat. Mm. And then usually the host county, when we had it in Wood County, even though we had it up in Marshfield, we made quite an effort to talk about our cranberry industry because it's pretty unique in Wood County. So usually the local county in Eau Claire County, they talked about horseradish because they have the world's largest, it actually was the host farm, has the world's largest horseradish production.
Wow.
So,
that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's usually a little bit to celebrate about the local culture and diversity in the county as well.
We're really looking forward to this, and we'll be building up to it, talking certainly more and more about it as we get closer to this. Matt, I know that you brought in some notes, some things you wanted to touch on. What do you got there?
Yeah, the first one I don't have down is notes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
it fits really well with Farm Technology Days. Wisconsin Rapids is hosting OYF, that's Outstanding Young Farmer Program. So last year, an applicant from the Vesper area won the state Outstanding Young Farmer. I don't know if there's a connection there, but there used to be OYF, used to be sponsored by the JC's organization, and now it's on its own. But there's been people that were involved with the program. It's got this history pretty comparable to Farm Technology Days. It goes way back. And so we're having a beautiful banquet. I think there's maybe a dozen couples that have been nominated and selected that'll be getting interviewed and getting selected to be who is going to be the outstanding young farmer. And it's going to be right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Right on. That is really cool.
So I get to welcome them to Wood County and tell them about what a wonderful place this is for farming.
Awesome. So. Very cool. This seems like a fantastic idea. It almost feels like a no-brainer for a lot of reasons. Certainly, we are always looking to get young people and younger people involved in agri industry and farming. We want to encourage more of that and celebrate that.
So I think they don't have to be extremely young, but it's called outstanding. Because you know they need to have obtained some level of success. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a 40-year-old maximum. So, but I'm pretty excited that it'll be a wonderful evening this coming Saturday.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. We'll keep on reminding people about it, make sure we get a good turnout for that. How did this come about, Matt?
Well, like I said, I think our chamber here is involved with it. But I don't know how, obviously we have a great location here in Wisconsin Rapids for being central in the state. And this doesn't need a great big crowd of people. It's a pretty intimate event. It's mainly about the applicants. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's a big event, usually Stevens Point has a bigger convention center, and they get that from us. But we're well-suited location-wise to host a lot of events.
Yeah. Something like this also feels like a great opportunity, again, to share information, to make connections. And in conversations with you, I've found how important that is in the farming industry. So that also seems like a great opportunity for that.
Well, those couples, they're usually couples. You don't have to, it's not a requirement that you're married to be an outstanding young farmer, but usually many of them are. Those people get to know each other. They'll cross paths for many years in the future.
Right on. That's a great one. When is the date and time of that again, Matt?
That's this Saturday. So what is that date?
This Saturday, it is the 27th.
Yes, it's at the Hotel Mead. Okay. And there's a social hour and a banquet. So I think it spans from about 6 till... it probably gets done about 9.
It's going to be a fun event, and all events at the Hotel Mead are always nice and well-attended. That's going to be a good event. Speaking with Matt Lippert, UW Extension's Ag Agent. And Matt, what else you got over there?
We're right at the height of winter meeting season, and so I actually have a couple. They're not real close. They're in Marathon and Clark County this next week. But do you know what a CAFO is?
No, I don't. No.
Say CAFO is an acronym for Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations. And when people talk about factory farms and kind of taint it with, a prejudiced title to it, they're large farms. Mm. And what is the significance of a CAFO is that they are of such a size, which is a 1,000 animal units, so you can be a CAFO with turkeys, but you need more than 1,000 of them because a turkey isn't add up to be what is officially defined as an animal unit. That's more similar to what a full-size cow is about an animal unit.
Okay, all right.
So they fall under a different set of regulations. So Extension is working with the DNR to work with consultants that work with these large operations and with the producers. And so on January 30th, our most local choice is in Curtis at El Nortino. Otherwise, it's also meeting in Rice Lake, Green Bay, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Jefferson, and Darlington. So all around the state.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some topics on maintaining water quality, just the facilities, off the roofs and near manure storage and so forth, how they handle their livestock waste and so forth are topics, their feed storage for cattle, their silage storage and so forth. So that is coming up next week.
Excellent. With the amount of different places this is taking place and everything, it seems like a pretty important one. Seems like something that they're doing this for a reason.
It's a partnership between Extension and DNR. So DNR is an enforcement agency, and typically they're a little hesitant to suggest to people how to comply with their rules. Mm-hmm. They provide the rules. And so Extension is a good partner with the DNR is that we can work, and a lot of the speakers are from the DNR, but we can work with them to help people do a better job of being in compliance or improving basically the environmental soundness of their interaction, of their operation
It, Matt, I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about here, but just talking to you and talking to some people in the industry, some of the time, some of that information just seems like it's not a matter of ill intent as much as I just didn't know that this could cause this or something, that the cause and effect of things. And some of that stuff that we're even still learning, some of that those things. Is that
I think that's true, 100%. Okay. Oh. Obviously, a larger producer has a larger standard of... They can't get away with, well, I just didn't know. Let's go through a little bit of some of the topics. There's developing a high quality nutrient management plan. Well, they all have to have a nutrient management plan when they apply manure, which they're all livestock organizations of some type. So they have livestock manure that's got lots of nutrients, and that's great because we want to recycle those so we don't have to buy commercially produced fertilizer. Mm-hmm. So that's a topic about manure management. Positively addressing production area concerns, addressing common concerns found during inspections. Emergency response planning. Let's say you had a flood. Let's say you had 8 inches of rain and some of your manure storage overflowed somewhere, or you had a piece of... manure hauling equipment that ruptured or burst and had some size of spill. Or maybe it's not an environmental concern, but maybe it's on a road,
Right, yeah.
So these are issues that don't just affect large operations. Yeah. Small operations have manure as well. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of work with pesticide applicator training, and we do a lot of work with, so I have these herbicides, these insecticides, or these fungicides, which collectively are a class of pesticides, and I have them in storage, and it catches on fire, or a tornado hits it.
Yeah.
Or I'm hauling it home from the co-op where I bought it, and I have an accident.
Yeah.
So that's emergency planning.
Right on.
So anyhow, we have that topic going on.
It seems like that already there's a couple of topics there that cover gray areas that we may not always know, the answer, the A to B of.
Well, planning for emergencies, right? Emergencies are usually unplanned.
Yeah, it usually goes that way.
Yeah, but, if you look with your local fire departments and so forth, they go not just in agriculture, in industry as well, that might have solvents or things that they're... they go to those places and learn what risks they might have in advance.
So much of that is important, too, when, it feels like every minute of a farmer's day it counts. It goes for something. And being able to make sure that your time is not only used valuably, but smartly. An accident happens, that's going to take up time of your day. Being able to solve that as quick as possible is very important.
And the audience at this event, because larger producers are certainly busy, they actually often rely on consultants that help them manage their compliance and help them design their manure storage or their general farmstead. So a clientele in this is large CAFO producers. It's also people that are thinking they might be a CAFO, but it's also... consultants that advise farmers on how to develop better plans.
With some of these things that are going to be discussed, are they things that have changed over the years that maybe people that have knew this information or knew things years ago the way they did it might have changed by now or changed over the time?
Well, CAFO, I think that term's been around 20 years, I think. But certainly the standards continue to change and... usually it becomes more refined. It's not like we're relaxing, right? It's usually increasing of standards. Mm-hmm. So, there's always updates. We found these things that need to be changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got about 5 or 6 minutes left, Matt. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on?
The next day, on the January 31st, in the Thorpe area, we're having a soil health meeting. And I'm speaking about potassium in forages, and I'm a livestock person, so why am I talking about soils? Well, there's some metabolic, cattle need a lot of potassium, and potassium affects their balance of calcium. When they calve, a milking cow has tremendous draws of calcium. The better the cow is, the more she demands, and if you don't have enough calcium in your bloodstream, you lose control of your muscles, and you all of a sudden can't stand, or if it gets worse, you become recumbent, and you get sleepy, and if we don't treat that cow, she dies. We found that potassium is a good way to manage blood calcium. And potassium is needed to grow crops, but you want low potassium to survive that cow. But there's other some other feed interventions you can do, because to grow a bunch of acres without potassium means you're reducing yield. And once they get milking, they need lots of potassium. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that dynamic in that discussion.
Yeah. Is that something that you, I know you mentioned you have a different type of farm. Is that something that you yourself have dealt with, or just you understand the topic? Or?
So maybe I didn't even say that. When the cow gets sick like that at calving, it's called milk fever. Mm. And it's a misnomer, because a cow with that has no milk, and she has cold ears, so she has no fever.
Okay.
So it's a very timeless, in the 1800s already, the University of Wisconsin was addressing, because it's usually your best cow that gets milk fever. And they didn't know what to do with it, and they used to like say, well, we got to drive that calcium, that milk, back into the cow. And so they'd inflate. They'd attach something to the teat, and they'd try to inflate the udder and think if they would be forcing the calcium back in the cow. Well, it didn't work.
I can imagine.
Then we tried low calcium diets, and it didn't work well enough. And then we tried this manipulating potassium, which we can do pretty effectively. So even though cows are milking more, we're having fewer problems with milk fever than we once did. So that's a good positive story.
Yeah,
it's a good
story. Yeah, and very much looking forward to that. That's going to be a great presentation. That's going to be good. And when is the date and time of that again?
Yeah, that's midday, so like 10 o'clock. It's in Thorpe, and it's January 31st.
Excellent. Any other ones you wanted to touch on?
No, I'm good.
Oh, you're good. Okay. So with the last couple of minutes we have here, I want to ask you a question that takes 20 minutes to describe. No.
Sure you do.
I always do. I always do this to you, Matt.
Well, I make it last 20 minutes. That's the problem.
I appreciate that of you. I like that. We understand that this is going to be, and we're hearing it from meteorologists, this winter is going to be a little bit warmer than most, have a little less snow than most. Are we going to see a major effect come spring from that in the ag industry, in the ag world? Mm.
So you're going to tell me for sure what kind of winter we're having going ahead?
Yeah, right. Yeah, this I'm acting like I know exactly how it's going to happen.
It's been very mild until 10 days ago, right? We had a very mild, and of course, the second and third week of January are usually our coldest. So we were at least at average to a little colder than average. So we did get our cold. We in central Wisconsin have escaped some of that snowfall. You usually think the further north you go, the more snow, or the closer to Lake Superior or Michigan lake effect or whatever. Yeah. But the Madison area in southeastern Wisconsin has had quite a bit of snow, and there's quite a few stories of farmers having their roofs collapse, because heavy snow, or if you get snow and then it would rain on top of that, makes that snow so much more heavy. Yeah. And that's a horrible thing to happen to a farmer in the middle of winter. Usually they don't lose many cows, but what do you do with the cows after the roof has collapsed and it's winter? So we've already got true winter effects going on. So we already got that. I am not so sure. You're talking about a relation to El Nino and Southern Oscillation and all that. And it's predicted that we're not going to have a lot of snowfall. We were dry last year, so we certainly do still need some recharge. I guess we'll have to see. The other thing is our perennial crops. So corn and soybeans aren't perennial, but our alfalfa and our clover and so forth will benefit from nice snow cover.
Okay.
And they need a little more moisture in the ground. So we'll have to see what happens.
We just got to let it play out. We got to wait and see. Matt, we always appreciate the time from you. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of the things we've discussed, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we're in the courthouse, and you can walk in there. We're on the ground floor, University of Wisconsin Madison Division of Extension, mm-hmm. or you can call us. Our numbers are on our website. That would be the best place to look.
You can visit them at that UW-Madison Extension office at 400 Market Street in Wisconsin Rapids, or give them a call at 715-421-8440, 421-8440. Thanks again for the time, Matt.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hey, this is Aaron from The Todd Alba Show. On Friday, Todd continues his winter tour around Wisconsin, and we are joined by Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. Join us noon to 2.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump.